Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Well, time to face a different sort of music on this music station. Listen to this.
Not everything in the sea is as beautiful as the creatures who live in it. Carelessly discarded plastic breaks down into small particles that look like food. When eaten, they harm sea creatures, from tiny fish to large whales. Be responsible. Don't let plastics end up in the ocean. A message brought to you by Plastics SA, signatory of the Marine Debris Declaration.
Ah, right. Nice message there from the plastics industry, and hats off to them. They do try their best. News just in this week from Gauteng is not really surprising, though, but merely confirms what we suspect. It's not just the marine environment. Drinking water in Johannesburg and Tshwane is polluted with microplastics, a new study has found. Substantial amounts of microplastics, that is, bits of plastic less than 5 millimeters in size, were found in the tap water in both cities, as well as in rivers in Gauteng and in borehole water in the Northwest Province. But while the people of Johannesburg and Tshwane have been drinking microplastics in their tap water, the health effects are unknown. The study, one of the first to assess the level of microplastic pollution in South Africa's freshwater rather than in its marine environment, was commissioned by the Water Research Commission and carried out by researchers at Northwest University. Now, while we've evolved to deal with all sorts of particles entering our bodies from the environment and the food we eat, plastic particles are pretty recent. Researchers just don't know what the health impacts may be. Professor Hank Bowman of Northwest University and his team took samples of municipal water from selected outlets in Johannesburg and Tshwane and found that the tap water from Tshwane had fewer plastic fragments than Johannesburg's tap water, but they both had fragments. They also tested river water from 43 sites in Gauteng and Northwest, and they all contained microplastics. There are also microplastics in borehole water. Surprising, that, borehole water. But in greatly reduced proportions. Now, we know there's a huge amount of research information accumulating on plastic pollution in the sea. Very little has been done in microplastics in freshwater, though. So, where do these microplastic particles originate? They come from two primary sources: plastic pellets used as a raw material by the plastics industry and microbeads used in the cosmetic industry in exfoliants and some toothpastes. Secondary sources are the billions of bits of plastic broken off from larger plastic objects that degrade in the environment. I think it's reasonable to assume that wherever you are in the country, there'll be some microplastics polluting your drinking water. And we don't really know the extent of the danger posed. Plastic molecules are by their nature combinative, so they stick on to all sorts of organic chemicals, or the chemicals stick on to them. At least some of these persistent organic pollutants, POPs as they're called, are toxic. Think of the well-known nasty DDT. Again, there's not sufficient research to indicate how many of these organic pollutants clinging to the microplastic particles get into the animal, fish or bird bodies. And us, of course. Certainly, we know that marine plastic pollution is becoming a big problem, so it's likely that fresh water will be heading that way. Now, the water can be filtered. You may have a domestic filter under your sink, for instance, and maybe the water treatment plants can filter the water in addition to what they're already doing. But it's practically impossible to eliminate these microparticles completely, say the experts. A lot of the microbeads get washed along in the sewerage water, toothpaste and cosmetics, remember? So it may be an idea to treat and filter sewage more intensively before releasing the water into the environment. And that will have cost implications for our hard-pressed municipalities. Again, more research waiting to be done there. And from the private sector and the plastics industry, perhaps the manufacture of microbeads could be banned, or at least controlled. But don't hold your breath on that one. Thanks for listening. Be responsible. From Being Green here on Fine Music Radio, me, John Richards, Goodbye.
Thank you very much to John Richards and that very interesting clip that you played in the beginning, John, about the use of plastics.
Free advertising on our station, but I think it can be justified.
Yes, it can. And at this point, we can throw ahead, I think, to the International Coastal Cleanup Day, which we will do again in consultation or in association with the Plastics South Africa Federation. That'll be on Saturday, the 15th of September. And we're going to go back. We're going to ask our FMR listeners to join us, go back to the Milnerton Lagoon, and see what we can do to clean that up. That was Being Green, and if you want to listen to the podcast of Being Green, then do go to our webpage later on this morning, and it will be podcast under fmr.co.za. Just click on podcast and you'll find Being Green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.